If you're a dance fan, you might look for contemporary dance on Capitol Hill in Seattle at Velocity Dance Center, or maybe you'd head to On the Boards on Lower Queen Anne. And that's where Canadian-born choreographer Crystal Pite has presented her work in the past. Pite was born on Vancouver Island. She had a brief career as a ballet dancer in Canada, and then she went to Europe, where she's pretty hot stuff. She is choreographer in residence at the Netherlands Dance Company, and she has her own company. It's called Kid Pivot. But here, not so many people know her. That may change tomorrow night. Pacific Northwest Ballet will present the local premiere of a big dance by Pike. It's called Emergence. And this is the first time PNB has presented anything by Crystal Pite. I went over there to watch a rehearsal this fall to see her in action with dancers Lindsay Deck and Botcarel Bold. And so Crystal's sort of crouching in front of the mirror, and Lindsay and Bold are trying to do what she's telling them to do, because it's much different than Ballet Ross. But PNB Artistic Director Peter Boll has wanted Crystal Pite to work with his company for years. They met at a dance festival called Jacob's Pillow in Western Massachusetts a few years ago. You may know it.
My stomping grounds.
Your stomping ground. Took a while, but eventually they came to agreement and they decided to produce a dance called Emergence here. And I asked Crystal Pite about that.
I had made this piece for the National Ballet of Canada 2009, when Peter and I were trying to find an opportunity to, with the schedule, to try to make it possible. That piece was already in my head as something I'd like to remount on another company, have another crack at it. It's a really intricate, detailed, complicated piece for me, and I wanted to have another chance to work on it. I figured it was, I didn't know the company, I didn't know PNB yet, but I figured it was quite likely that it would translate well from the dancers at the National to the dancers here.
So when you bring a dance, even if you want to revisit it, how much does that allow you to tweak, I guess, mm-hmm. is the right word?
It's so satisfying, actually, because there were always sections in the original piece that I wasn't quite convinced about, so this is an opportunity for me to rework those. And so it feels like I'm re-choreographing big chunks of this thing, which feels very alive. It feels vital and dynamic to be in the room making something. That said, you know, when you're remounting something, you always try to make it feel like you're still creating something new, because you are, in a sense. It's very alive, the form, and it comes to life through the people that dance it. So there's always a way, whether you're remounting or re-choreographing, renovating, whatever it is that you're doing to the thing, that you bring it to life through the people that are with you in the room.
From what I've read, your career as a dance maker almost parallels your career as a dancer. You started very early choreographing, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I would say I've always choreographed. I've always danced, and I've always choreographed right from early childhood. It was just a series of things that were lucky for me in terms of being able to nurture the choreographer in me. In the ballet school that I grew up in Victoria, I grew up in Victoria, BC, my teachers really encouraged us to make work, to choreograph, and that was rare at the time. I think it's more common now, but at the time it was quite rare to have opportunities to choreograph, to create. And I was able even to have opportunities to present my work publicly at that time. Like at the age of 13, I think I had something on stage, you know, in front of people. That was really exciting and a really, really formative part of my life. So I joined Ballet British Columbia in Vancouver when I was 17. And there, too, I had the luck. There were choreographic workshops every year, and I had a chance to choreograph on my colleagues and experiment that way. And I've always just found ways to do it and to build my knowledge over time.
Do you still have or spend a lot of time in Europe anymore? I know that you did sort of commute between Canada and Northern Europe.
Well, I have a couple of things going on over there. I'm an associate choreographer with Netherlands Dance Theatre, so I create a new work for them pretty much every year, and then also some taking care of some past works. And then for the past 3 years, I had a relationship, my company had a relationship with a presenting organization in Frankfurt, and we were kind of like company in residence in Germany for 3 years. They offered us space and funding and an opportunity to create and build work.
Does that bring a different kind of artistic aspect to something that you make than if you were in Vancouver making a dance?
I guess it's about exposure, just the things that I've had the opportunity to see and colleagues and people that I've worked with. I'm sure all those things have had a major influence on how I think about making things and what I aspire to do.
Is the intent for you to continue to be a freelance choreographer, choreographer in residence, and have a company and be a mom, all those things?
I think so. I've this 1 year sabbatical and this time to just spend with my son and take a break from creating and running around. And I'm trying to think, you know, during this time I've got some space and some time to think about how I want to balance everything going forward. I really love having my own company. I like the small scale nature of it. I like being on the ground with it. It's just, you know, 6 or 7 dancers. And I probably will continue to work with my company for about half a year at a time between creating and touring. It's probably about half a year's worth of activities. Then, yeah, I want to continue my association with Netherlands Dance Theater because I love the company. And it's a place where I can work to a larger scale, mm-hmm. higher production values, bigger budgets, more access to more people. So I'm able to create things there that I can't do with my own company. And that's important. I learn a lot from those situations. And then there's this freelance also aspect where I'm open to doing projects like this. Every time I do something new or collaborate with someone new, I always learn something. And so it's inevitably it's a feedback loop and it all fills in.
That's choreographer Crystal Piter. New Dance Emergence will have its Seattle premiere tomorrow night at Pacific Northwest Ballet, part of a program called Killian and Pite that includes 3 ballets by Yuri Killian. I'm Marcy Silman. Ross Reynolds with me. Record continues.